Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma. Welcome back to our dua series that we are doing here in this month of Ramadan. And what we're covering is that we're covering the different du'as that occur in the Quran. Alhamdulillah, this du'a series has been brought to you by Penny Appeal USA. Since 2016, Penny Appeal has been committed to fighting poverty and need. They have provided aid in the midst of emergencies, supported orphans, provided warm meals, helped give medical assistance, and provided clean water to families across Asia, the Middle East, Africa, and right here at home. Since then, Penny Appeal USA has helped over a million people in empowered communities around the world, helping to break the cycle of poverty and build brighter futures. This Ramadan, they will continue with this effort by supporting people with the support of the people like you. To join their You Are the Difference Ramadan campaign and change a life, please visit pausa.org/qalam. That is pausa.org/QALAM. So today, inshallah, we're going to be covering in these next 10, 15 minutes, we're going to cover another dua in the Quran. And this dua, it comes in Surah Al-Baqarah and it comes at the end of the surah in the last two verses. Today, we'll only cover verse 285, and inshallah next time we'll be able to cover 286. But in this particular verse, it's so beautiful because the scholars, they say that these two verses, or this verse at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, it is one of the blessings of Allah, is one of the treasures of paradise. And in this particular verse, we see so many different things that occur throughout of it, and then we'll get to the dua at the end. So first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون. That the messenger believes in what has been sent down to him from his Lord, as do those who are faithful. Okay. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون. That the messenger believes in what has been sent down from his Lord, as do those who are faithful. And what is showing us here is highlighting this word belief. In the next part of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes on to tell us what this belief is. What is it that they're believing in? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. That they believe, they all believe in Allah, His angels, His scriptures, and His messengers. وَلَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُسُلِهِ. And they don't try to create this wrath between the different prophets. They don't try to create problems between different prophets. They don't try to create this discord or this type of differences between the prophets. They recognize the status of the prophets, you know, in accordance to how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to. And recognizing the one and the last and final messenger of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end that they say, and this is a test, this is a way of showing virtue to the companions. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they say, وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. Anytime something comes to them, anytime a ruling from Allah comes to them, they just say, we hear and we obey. سَمِعْنَا, we hear, we heard what has been said, وَأَطَعْنَا, and we obey. And then the next part is where the dua comes. Then they make a dua. And they say, Gufranaka Rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Gufranaka Rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Grant us your forgiveness, our Lord, and to you we all return. The very first thing that we want to talk about right now is the word Gufranaka. Gufranaka has the root of Gain, Fa, and Ra, Ghafara. And it means to forgive, or it means to conceal something, to cover something up and to conceal something. And so you have here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's actually known as Al-Ghaffar, okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is known as Al-Ghaffar, the one who conceals or the one who continuously forgives. So in Surah Al-Ghaffar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ghafir al-dhanbi wa qabil al-tawbi shadid al-iqabi dil-tawli. La ilaha illa hu ilayhi al-masir. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the forgiver of sins. Okay, Ghafir al-dhanbi. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the forgiver of sins. And when we're making this dua, Gufranaka Rabbana, when we're making this dua, we're saying Gufranaka, we're seeking your forgiveness. What we're saying is we're recognizing the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving. We're recognizing the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers sins, covers up our sins for our sake. We're recognizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has, even when we continuously make mistakes, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is all forgiving towards us. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who puts a veil over sins and he covers us. And when you say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-ghafir, that he is the all forgiving in this manner or in this way, then we're recognizing the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. And that the forgiveness of sins or shortcomings, they only come through the power of Allah. That only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do that. The next part of the hadith, the ayah, it says, Rabbana, our Lord. And what's interesting is the word Rabb. This particular way of making dua is part of the etiquette of making dua. And it's something that, you know, this Ramadan is the month of du'as, it's the month of, you know, Quran, it's the month of spiritual development, it's the month of us getting closer to Allah. And so as we are making our du'as to Allah, we should keep this etiquette in mind. And that etiquette, or something that help us in making du'a, is calling upon Allah by his names. And when we call upon Allah by his names, it gives us a little bit more depth and a little bit more feeling in our du'a. And so when we say, Gufranaka Rabbana, what does the word Rabb mean? It gets translated as Lord very often, but it has the meaning and the understanding of three things. There is the understanding of possession and ownership as master and Lord, absolutely. Then there's also a second meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being our nourisher. He's our caretaker. He's our caregiver. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has seen us in to take care of us all the way into where we are at today. And that though things may be difficult or tough times may come, or you may make mistakes or things you may fall, or you may, you know, just different things may happen, recognizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your caregiver. He has ownership and he's your caregiver. And last but not least, in the meaning of the word Rabb, it is someone someone who brings someone up, who raises somebody. And so when we say that, when we're saying Gufranaka, Rabbana, you know, we are, grant us your forgiveness, our Lord, we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not only forgive us our sins, But having that understanding of also covering up our shortcomings and also allowing us to even forget the sins or forget the hardship that was happening, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clears that anxiety from us. You know that Allah is forgiving. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have our back. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. And that takes off that level, that weight from us. So when we say Ghufranaka, oh our Lord, we are your forgiveness. We're seeking that. Grant us your forgiveness. Rabbana, the one who has taken care of us, who has provided for us, who has been our caregiver, who has risen us to this point and continues to rise us and nourish us. We are seeking your forgiveness. And why? Wa ilayka al-masir. Because to you, we all will return. It's inevitable. Right? It's inevitable. It's something, what is inevitable and what is true and what we know is that we will return to Allah. And knowing that you will return to Allah, knowing that you will have to stand before your Lord, then what do you say to him? Well, you say to him that I seek your forgiveness, the thing that I know that you're good at. You know, the thing that I know that you is a part of your characteristics, is a part of you. Ya Allah, I seek your forgiveness. So we say, Ghufranaka Rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Our Lord, we grant us your forgiveness and to you we shall return. And this is the dua of the day. A quick tip, I love to give things that are, I love to give practical tips at the end of, especially dua sessions, is that this is something that we should do, this is a dua that we should do every single night, especially here in this time in Ramadan. We should ask Allah for forgiveness, and this is one way to do so. Ghufranaka Rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Or we could say Rabbighfirli, you know, just asking Allah for that level of forgiveness where he's not only forgiving our sins, but he's also covering them up for us. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to benefit from everything that we heard here today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to have a Ramadan filled with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us of our shortcomings. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to continue to do right by him and continue to do right by this deen. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.